Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 20th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Martin Storm, who's the CEO of BMM Test Labs. BMM Test Labs was the first lab focusing on the gaming industry. Martin Storm purchased the company in 2003 and has expanded it across all continents and new technology sectors of the gaming industry. The company recently received approval to test sports betting technology in Brazil. During this interview, he discusses why he helped form RG247, designed to train employees of land-based and online casinos about how to recognize players who may have problem gamblers. He also talks about the reorganization of his company around global issues rather than regions and the introduction of AI into the gaming agenda. He spoke with me at the ICE Trade Show in Barcelona in January. Martin, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Roger.
It's great to see you. You know, like you mentioned just a while ago, we knew you when you were a little company, but the thing about your company that people don't really realize is that you were the first company that did testing of any sort in the gaming industry, back in the 70s?
Yeah, actually, 1981. BMM started doing the lottery and horse racing systems for the Victorian government, which led to a set of standards for casino work in 1992. Those standards became the basic standards that people use today. GLI used them, others used them. And, you know, that's how the industry started. So we were part of that back in the day.
Yeah, no question about that. So you've had a very busy year. tell us some of the accomplishments you guys put up on last year in 2024.
Yeah, we had a great 2024. We had our eighth consecutive year of financial growth, which is always nice. Mm-hmm. Got to pay the bills. We did a lot of work around the world. We put a lot of effort into our business in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Which paid off in spades, so that's going really well. And you know, in Brazil, they've only legislated for iGaming,
but
we're doing so much work. And I don't know if you know, Roger, but the Brazilian governments or the regulators wanted a whole lot of work done by December 31, 2024. Mm-hmm. And so ourselves and GLI and maybe some others, I'm not really sure, were under a lot of pressure from their customers to get the work certified by that date. And what we found was that a lot of work, you know, we had people working right through every day till 31 December, and all of a sudden more work came and more work came. And we were telling people, hey, we can't do it. And the reason is because the other suppliers couldn't do it at all.
Sure, right.
So we were picking up work from all of our competitors. So that was fantastic for us, so that was great. We've done a lot of work in Africa. We got licensed in Botswana and Nigeria. We won the best gaming lab of the in the world award with Vixio last year. They had an award for the best test lab or solutions provider, and we beat all of our competitors to win that award. So I think that's part of that story that you and I tell. We've known each other for 22 years or something, and now we're at that stage now where we're right up there and we're competing. And we've done lots of other things. We've reorganized ourselves as a global business, so we no longer manage our business regionally or geographically. Right. We manage it through lines of business. So Marzio Torini runs our iGaming business worldwide, and Kirk White runs our land-based business worldwide. And so in a sense, we're kind of treating customers as global customers, and we're servicing them as global customers. So that's been a really interesting experience for us.
And that makes sense, because then they can concentrate on the area that they know very well.
Yeah, so the specialization.
Not just somebody who's over African has to know a little bit about every part of the business.
And that's true. That specialization is really important. And we're starting, you know, we had 23 years of the other model.
Right. Yeah.
And so transitioning to this new model, we've done a year, and I think we've got a year to go.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I say, you're doing a great job. So
thanks.
I got a tour of the floor yesterday, and your stand is front and center. How important is ICE for you, for your company?
It's become, I went to my first ICE in 2003, and it was a small show, and G2E in Vegas dwarfed it.
Right. Right.
You'd remember all that.
I remember.
You'd remember it really well. It's not true today.
No.
G2E. G2E will only grow now if the Europeans come over.
Right.
Evolution, Playtech, mm-hmm. Play and Go, all those companies. Otherwise, this is the show.
Yeah.
This is the biggest show in the world. It's the in the fastest growing segment, which is digital. And we're thrilled to be here. We've got the biggest stand we've ever had. It's twice as big as the biggest one we had before.
Okay.
So we've got a huge stand. It's packed. There's so many people here. It's fantastic. The other cool thing is that in 2007, I opened up a business here in Barcelona,
right.
And it's BMM Spain, and we've got nearly 150 people working here now. And a lot of those people are going to be coming to the show because we don't have to fly them anywhere.
Right,
they can
exactly.
just drive here. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be exciting for them. It's really easy logistics for us. So a great show, every major customer in the world. 7 years ago, we were barely in the digital segment, and today we're very close to the leader. So I think, you know, we've been really lucky.
Sure.
We've worked really hard. We've had great leadership in Marzia and others in her team, and I feel like the future looks very rosy for
yeah.
us. And that's been extended into the Brazilian market
mm-hmm.
because most of the work in the Brazilian market, yeah, there's some local stuff,
sure, right.
but it's mainly the big Europeans who are going in there. So
right.
we're doing that work, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, no question. So you were also very quick to the table when it came to cybersecurity. I mean, we've seen cyber attacks on many of the operators and certainly even on the manufacturers. So you launched a big cyber in 2020, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So how is that working and how are your customers responding to that?
Yeah, well, firstly, they're all responding because they have no choice.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a question of if you'll be attacked.
Right. Right.
We all know the reality is it's just when.
Sure.
And a lot of the biggest companies in gaming have been hit in the last 12
yeah.
months, as you know. And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them. It's just someone's targeting
right.
them and they're going to eventually find their way
right.
in. Right? And the question is, what do you do about it when something happens? We started Big Cyber to provide three component pieces. There's so many things that you can do in cyber, but we wanted to do three things well. Those three things are, because we're a testing company, we can do really good testing and audit work. So we do all of that, penetration testing,
mm-hmm.
audit, security audits, etc. So that's a natural extension of our business. But we partnered with two great companies. One of them on the risk management side of things, which is a company called MacSure
mm-hmm.
in the United States. And they have a methodology, they have a unique IP and methodology and scoring systems for determining what your current state is in relation to a cyber attack or cyber threat. And the second, and so we're doing that with customers, because what we found is that if you didn't do that work first, everybody who came to you said, buy my solution. And people were confused. They
right.
had 25 companies they could buy from, but they didn't know what they were buying and why they were buying it.
Mm-hmm.
And our assessment is, do the work up front and work out what the challenges are and then decide what to buy.
Sure.
And they're not buying it from us.
Yeah.
We're just helping them understand their circumstances.
Absolutely.
And then the third piece of it was threat monitoring, threat detection, and threat remediation, which is, we've got a security operations center that we work with a partner, a world-class partner, and it's based on AI. It's got some great technology. And what we're really saying to people is, okay, you're going to be hacked eventually. The question is, the moment someone breaks in, what do you do now?
Right.
And so what you want to try to do is mitigate the threat beyond the breaking.
Okay.
So try to, you know, corral them inside the system so they don't get to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on three simple component pieces, and we're trying to be the best at that. We're not trying to do everything because it's beyond us, and the greatest IT companies in the world can't do everything.
Sure.
So, you know, just try to do three things well.
Yeah.
And it's going well. We've got lots of customers. We're focused mainly in the gaming industry. We don't go outside that. So we're just trying to provide support and services to our gaming customers
mm-hmm.
who are asking about this stuff.
Right.
And there's good companies out there. GLI's out there doing stuff with
sure.
Bulletproof.
Right. Yeah.
There's other companies out there doing things, but we just want to do three things well. And
yeah.
we want to do it better than anyone else. And that's what we're trying.
Okay.
Very
right.
hard.
Well, that makes sense for sure.
Yeah.
So I think One of my favorite things that you've done in the past few years is the formation of RG 24/7 virtual training, where you train casino employees and other employees from the manufacturers as well on responsible gaming, on problem gambling. You started this in 2022 with Wendy Anderson, and it's really taken off, and I think it really fills a niche that we didn't even know was there before.
Yeah, look, it's all kudos to Wendy, and you're going to speak to her at some stage, I think. It came out of some work we did internally about training our own staff, mm-hmm. but it became quickly clear to Wendy and myself that in the right platform environment, you could take it to the market.
Right.
And that's where the investment and the effort and the thinking went in. Wendy's built out probably the best, well, unquestionably in the industry, the best content with the best experts mm-hmm. on the best platform that's available to anybody in gaming across critical subject matter areas. The thing about it is that it's free of charge in its simplest state,
yeah.
which means if you don't want to do anything particularly fancy, mm-hmm. you know, we can do all sorts of things sure. with the content, but if you want to just take the service and learn, you can train all of your staff mm-hmm. and you can become an expert in 10 or 12 areas of gaming that you just couldn't get the training sure. any other effective way. And you can do it online, you can do it in your own time, you can do it from any location. It's not costing you anything. And part of our goal, your goal, my goal, Wendy's mm-hmm. goal, is that everybody who's in the gaming industry is well educated.
Sure, right.
Because we have a social responsibility to the people who gamble and entertain themselves through gambling systems to make sure they're as well protected as possible. That's why BMM exists. We certify products to make sure they operate correctly.
Right.
So that the punter, the gambler, is protected. Wendy's got training systems to train staff so they understand the issues in relation to responsible gaming, anti-money laundering, etc., etc., right. the technology, and all that stuff. So it's a fantastic system. I'm very proud of her and the business. And she's grown the business very significantly. You know, by the end of 2025, there'll be 60 or 70,000 people using this product. Mm-hmm. And it will grow exponentially from there.
Sure. Well, it's such an important thing. I mean, for an employee to be able to identify somebody who's having a problem, I remember when I was a dealer, I don't want to tell you how many years ago, but I would see people who were certainly having a problem with it, and there was nothing I could do. You know, the company didn't give me any tools to work with, but I know, you know, through RG 24/7, you give those tools to the customers to the employees and the companies themselves.
Yeah, well, I think people generally are sensitive enough, like you were back then, to have an inherent awareness that something's wrong with an individual when they're just out of control.
Right.
So I think everybody sees that, but understanding what that really is and maybe what you could do about it, not only to protect them, but to protect your operation, mm-hmm. because it's not good business when you've got people going in there being absolutely decimated.
Right.
That's not good. So I think that everybody's a winner.
Right.
And the training should be free and available to people.
Sure.
And other than delivery mechanisms, which is where Wendy sometimes will charge people mm-hmm. because they want to do something very specialized in delivery,
right.
the standard services, which are phenomenal, are free.
Sure, absolutely.
And that's what we want. We want the whole industry to learn everything they need to know. We'll have a better industry. We'll have happier people using the services mm-hmm. of casinos and online and everything else. It's good for everybody. Good for government, good for the consumer, good for the operators, good
right.
for the suppliers.
So tell us more about the shift from regional to global. I mean, that must have taken a lot of changes within the company to really accomplish that.
Yeah, because you know, what happens in organizations, rightly so, is that people get responsible for
right.
stuff. And they're responsible for a whole lot of stuff. And when you come along and say, I want you to do one bit of it only, except you're going to do all of it globally
right.
for that one bit, it's a big change. Also, too, the organization is used to, it's like if you're the boss, Roger, and we've got a problem, we're just going to you.
Yeah.
You solve the problem.
Sure.
Yeah? Tell us what you want us to do. Well, the moment you dislocate people from that mechanism, then they go to you and you go, I'm not responsible for that anymore.
Yeah.
And they go, what? What are we going to do then?
Yeah.
They go, well, you need to make a decision.
Right.
So it does change the way people operate. And It's been really interesting. It's, you know, our growth, it's hard to grow in transition, and we're in transition and we're growing really well, fantastically well. But it's taken a lot of effort and a lot of changes. And I'll give you an example. Under the last structure, our IT group was a certain size, you know, where we do R&D innovation.
Right.
It's now, a year later, it's 1,000% bigger. Yeah. We've increased it by 10, because the kind of change in management style and the change in structure gave us an insight we didn't see before under the previous regime. So now we're investing in that because we can see the benefits of it. So sometimes when you change the structure, you see things differently, so sure, that you think, I need to invest in this, but maybe I don't need to invest so much in that. So we're getting those benefits. But the most important thing is that staff are okay, they're good with it, and they're learning as we're learning as a management team, and the customers are loving it. Because the customers know that they can do business in 20 countries at the same time and be treated the same way, and we can support them right through that distribution strategy they might have in a way that we couldn't do before under regional. Also too, regional executives fight amongst themselves for revenue and all sorts of things. It's taken all this away.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, remembering back again, you know, 40 years ago or so, when the regulatory bodies did all the testing, people we always got very frustrated with how slow it took. And obviously, BMM Test Labs, you mentioned in Brazil, how your customers really appreciated the speed that you tested their devices at. That's got to be one of the most important core elements in the company.
That was not only the critical element for service delivery for the testing we do, but it was the critical competitive component.
Right.
Because when I came to the United States in 2001, the thing, when I spoke to customers, and I spoke to probably 50 customers to try to understand what was important to them, you had two types of customers. You had the very big customers who were happy with the service they were getting, and then you had the great unwashed, everybody below that, who was saying, nobody's servicing us.
Yeah.
A game's taking 3 months, 6 months, nine months, and they're small.
Yeah.
So, you know, so when you think about business strategy and you think about those things, you think about, in marketing context, you think about highly switchable customers. The ones who were highly switchable were the ones who were getting poor service but wanted better service. So we started focusing on them. And we could take 3 or 6 months for a game down to 2 weeks. Because we had no issues.
Yeah.
And today we have customers who have games tested in 3 days to 10 days.
Yeah.
Wow. And the reason is simple. We don't have any impediments that get in the way of that process.
Right.
So, you know, it's like making a hamburger. It could take a week if you started making the hamburger in 7 days.
Right.
But if you could take half a day if you started making the hamburger in an hour.
Yeah, right.
So that's all we did. We found that we got rid of all of the noise and we started focusing on getting the work done as quickly as possible.
Right.
And that's been a great competitive advantage. And you know, we're not trying to build the hell out of people, we're just trying to get the work done.
Sure.
But the converse of all of that is that you can get the work done quickly, as some labs have done in the past, but the quality's poor. So we've been really keen to keep close to regulators and customers to ask about quality. What's the level of defects? You know, how many defects are we finding, us, the regulator, and them? And we've known in Australia, which is measured by the regulators, that we've had the lowest number of defects for the last 20 years. And we do the most amount of work in the fastest time.
Yeah.
And in the United States, we've had the lowest amount of defects of any of the labs, and we know we're doing it in the fastest time. So that tells us that we're on the right track.
Sure.
So in a sense, you know, we're on the right track. We need to continue to improve because all operations need to improve. But I think time to market, as you mentioned in your question, is a critical element. And, you know, we want to be number one.
Sure. So one more question. Here we are in early 2025. So what are some of the services and markets that you're going to focus on this year?
Well, we're going to continue on with a bunch of things. We're going to work really hard on the cyber side.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to work really hard in some markets like Brazil, as an example. We're going to continue to work really hard with RG 24/7, because, but Wendy's going to drive that, and you'll speak to Wendy. We've got a whole bunch of customers who have already committed to this year, mm-hmm. almost exclusively to us, which I think is going to shock the market.
Yeah.
And so, just as a focus for us is the ability to make sure we deliver properly for them.
Right.
It's not enough to win the business, you actually have to deliver. And if you don't deliver, you won't have the business for long.
Right, that's for sure.
So we're gonna focus a lot of our energy this year on delivery because we've got so much work coming in. And I would think in about a week from now, we're gonna be about 900 people.
Right.
And then by the end of the year, it'll be even more. And it's a lot of people to manage in a lot of locations.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so we've got 16 locations. We've got a great management team, but it's still always very challenging. But you know, from my point of view, a simpler way to think about it is we have to get better at everything.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah.
As in some areas we're fantastic, but we could still be better. So get better at everything, get faster at everything. Speed is a competitive advantage.
Sure, right.
And part of changing the structure is to get better decision making faster.
Sure, right.
In the old system, we struggled a bit sometimes. It would take a week or two to make a simple decision.
Right.
And you know, you could have made that decision in 10 minutes.
Sure, right.
I just needed to empower you to do that.
Yeah, sure.
Because you know what to do.
Yeah.
So that's part of our thing too. So get better, get faster, get smarter in the sense that we're developing a lot of technology in-house based on AI and a bunch of other things that are going to help us be more productive.
Right.
And make sure that we can do more with less, which is good. So they're the kind of high-level things. Markets, we're going to focus a lot on digital and land-based because the digital especially, look at the show, it's growing so much, iGaming. I mean, there's so many companies here, it's frightening.
I don't even know half of them.
The world that you and I came from, we were pretty happy with who was there at G2E, right? Now the numbers are triple here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's amazing. So yeah, we're 2025 will be exceptional.
Great. Well, Martin, congratulations on the success with this business. It's really exciting to see it ramp up. You know, we've been a fan of Beyond for quite some time, and we're glad to see it be successful and really make a change in the business, especially with the RG24/7 product.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thanks for your support over the years, and you provide a really valuable industry service, and the industry couldn't have grown without people like you, so thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Good on you.
To read more about the topics presented in this week's podcast, visit ggbmagazine.com. To subscribe to GGB's executive summary, go to ggbnews.com and sign up. Don't miss any edition of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.